From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Eye of Hurricane Harvey has made landfall along the coast of the U.S. state of Texas, packing winds 250 kilometers per hour when it came ashore. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is calling it a life-threatening storm. Harvey is expected to pour nearly 100 centimeters of rain over a wide area of the Texas coast during the next few days. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley says President Trump's latest executive order for new financial sanctions against Venezuela is intended to send a message to President Nicolas Maduro. VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting from the U.N. in New York.
The sanctions forbid any dealings in new Venezuelan debt or equity and bar U.S. transactions with Maduro's government and with PDVSA, the state-owned oil company. Ambassador Haley told reporters that since the administration has not seen any progress on returning the country to democracy or an end to the suffering of the Venezuelan people, sanctions are necessary.
We are not going to tolerate the dictatorship he's trying to create, and we're not going to respect the sham assembly.
Venezuela's foreign minister, Jorge Arreaza, was at the United Nations Friday to meet with UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres about the situation. He told reporters afterwards that President Maduro has tried hard to have mutually respectful relations with President Trump and said Maduro would be sending Trump a letter soon. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Arreaza also said the sanctions are the worst aggressions to Venezuela in the last 200 years. South Korea military says North Korea early today fired several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. Launches the first by the North since it test-fired a missile in July that could reach the United States. This is VOA News.